This is the Adam Gold Show.
Always love catching up with Darren Revelle from the Action Network. There's a lot to talk about. And I hope we get to other things besides yay. And I hope I said that right because, you know, I was never necessarily a Kanye West guy, but I guess he is now yay, and it hasn't gone well as yay. Anti-Semitic remarks, he's sort of been on the fringes now in terms of, I just say politics. He's been a little bit out there or a lot out there. But now it's costing him. So the relationship with Adidas is now over. And let's get into that. Specifically to Adidas, what does it take for Adidas to essentially give away maybe close to $500 million if it's ultimately going to be that number?
Well, they had a real issue, I think, because people don't understand really the size of this business. And it's irreplaceable in that it's not like there's just another athlete that will come along. Because of the culture, because of what it is, they said that it was essentially a write down in the fourth quarter of $246 million. But that's not how that number works. That number works is that's their net income loss. And net income is essentially what they make after all costs. And so if you then assume that their net income number on a Yeezy is around $20.
Right.
So they sell it for, it's sold for $200. So they make it. I have to just explain this because this will get that $246 million number in context. It's 20 bucks for net income. They make it basically for $75 total.
Mm-hmm.
You sell it to the retailer for $150. The retailer sells it to you for $300. So in gross costs, and when you figure out everything, net income is basically one tenth of what the retail market is. So they're essentially telling you that in the fourth quarter, to write this down and to stop it, it's costing you not $246 million, but about $2.46 billion in retail. So that's what they were weighing. And at the end of the day, found that they had no choice. And I do think that they were pushed, within themselves, because they do have a heritage in Germany.
Yep.
They're out of Germany. They have there's a Nazi heritage there. And given the attack on Jews, it became even worse, if that's possible.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, this is the Adidas brand. It's not like in the last 50 years. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, and like everybody had Adidas shoes in the 70s. But they actually go back to making supplies for the German army in World War II. So that's how far back Adidas goes. It's not just an apparel company. So there is that connection, and they are trying to move away from that.
They shut down their factories to help create other things during the war, and outfitted the Hitler Nazi youth.
All right, now let's. I guess it's still with it's. You know, we still have to deal with this issue with Ye. It's not just Adidas that has cut him loose. A lot of other companies have done the same. Correct?
Yeah, Balenciaga, CAA. Almost everyone. And the problem is there's some people who've been saying, this is what I can't stand. People saying, well, he meant to do this because he wants to do it all himself and keep all the money himself. Yeah. Who's going to work for Kanye? he can't do it all himself, actually. Like, in order to pull off the supply chain and all the planning and everything that Adidas does and all these other companies do, you need a staff of 1,000 people. Who's working for him?
Well, you'll always find somebody to work for anybody. But I understand the larger point.
No. You need good people. You need good people.
Okay, and that's a good point.
And that's where the herd gets thinned. The good people get a lot harder because no one wants equity in Kanye right now.
Well, yeah, it is. And actually, it's what's interesting is that Jaylen Brown, the guard for the Boston Celtics, who announced 2 days ago that he does not agree with the things that Ye has said, but I'm staying with Ye's representative, you know, as, you know, whatever the name of the company is. He has
Donda Sports.
Right.
Yeah, Donda Sports. Yeah.
That they rep athletes, and he said that. Then the next day he said no.
Yeah, because there's other parts of him that make sense, and then a major turn. I mean, there are some owners and there are some people that I have a lot of respect for, because what they do is, if a player makes a mistake, they will say something. One of those owners, the Celtics owners, Wick Rausbeck, mm-hmm. Particular, I guarantee you he said something. Or Steve Pagliuca, those two guys, Ed's Fund guys, I guarantee they know that the Celtics brand is their brand, mm-hmm. and they said to Jaylen Brown, dude, you can't do this. So eventually it was going to come down.
Yeah, it absolutely had to. Aaron Donald also is another guy who pulled out. How much is this costing Ye, do you think?
I mean, I think it's costing him everything he's built. It's going to be difficult to build it back. Now, I will say that it's probably easier to build it back in the world that we live in, where people enjoy being split and people enjoy taking sides, no matter what those sides are. And there's going to be people who will side with Kanye and be emboldened by Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yesterday there were people who were dumping their Yeezys, and then on StockX on the other side they were buying the
sure.
Yeezys. So I don't think he's done, but I do think that this is costing him a lot.
Darren Revelle, Action Network, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, let me get to Aaron Judge. So Aaron Judge is 30 or 31, something like that. He is coming off a historic season, American League home run record for a regular season, and some people actually assign him as the all-time single-season home run record. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm not getting into that conversation. But Judge bet on himself in the preseason by turning down an offer from the Yankees for about $213 million over 7 years.
Yep.
The number is going to be at least double that when
Correct.
He hits free agency. I don't buy that the number will get to 500. What do you think ultimately it will be?
It depends on what type of money he wants now and how much he cares about the number. Because I think that the Yankees can offer him roughly $75 to $100 million less, and he should take that offer, because I think he is much more valuable as a Yankee in the endorsement world,
mm-hmm.
autograph world, in the any kind of quick money he can make. So that's what it will come down to. Now, I'm assuming that anyone who pays that type of money is going to be a team with great heritage, right? It's
mm-hmm.
going to be the Dodgers or the Red Sox. But I do think that if he becomes a Red Sox, or if he becomes a Dodger, it's kind of, you know, Red Sox more than Dodgers. It's an issue for future marketing, because he seems to be naturally a Yankee at this point.
How much would his value change if he signed with the Mets?
That's the toughest question, because he'd still be in New York.
Right.
And Mets and Yankees, where it is right now, since the Mets haven't won since 86, like, being in New York, New Jersey area, like, Mets don't hate the Yankees as much as other, you know, as much as Devils and Islanders fans hate the Rangers, right? Like, so I actually think that's probably the deal that he should take. at the highest number.
Would be the Mets. By the way, I'll disagree that Mets fans don't hate Yankees fans. Growing up a Mets fan, and still am a Mets fan, I got no use for the Yankees. I do love Aaron Judge. If he wants to go to the San Francisco Giants, which is where I actually think he will end up, what do you think the number is? And does the number, like, I think the it's not going to get to 500 because I can't imagine any team giving him a 10. It would have to be more than a 10-year deal to get to 500. I don't think anybody's going to give him $50 million a year.
No, but it's interesting. Now you're going to the place that if he's living there, you know, that's a 13.3%, you know, income tax.
Right. He's from Northern California. He's from an hour or so west of or east of San Francisco.
Yep. I mean, who knows? And it's interesting that if he winds up on the Bonds team, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I think if he doesn't re-sign with the Yankees, I guess the Mets could buy him. But the Mets don't want to move one of they're probably going to re-sign a center fielder. We don't need to talk about the Mets. They disappointed me again, Darren. I don't really want to get into that. So we'll have to leave the Mets thing. But the Aaron Judge thing, what is he worth? We'll close on this. What is he worth as an endorser?
I think his personality has to come along a little bit more. I mean, it's a lot more than home runs. It's interesting because there are brands like A-Shock and a couple brands that have him and haven't really used him. So I think he's worth his personality's got to come along a little bit more, to be honest with you.
Well, Derek Jeter didn't do a ton either when he was an athlete, when he was an active player. He did not do a ton because he never showed you a personality. Darren Revell on Twitter at Darren Revell Action Network. I appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
You got it.
Love catching up with Darren Revell. All right, when we come back, where is Judge going to land? And look, I often talk about in terms of media, performance art. Wait till you hear performance art from an absolute legend in sports media about Aaron Judge. Next. It was not a good postseason for Aaron Judge, right? We all have to come to grips with that. He did hit a couple of home runs in the ALDS 5-game series with Cleveland. He hit 200 in the series, and then he would hit 063 as the Yankees got swept by Houston. Really, even more troubling is that he struck out 11 times in 21 plate appearances against the Guardians. I almost called them their old name. He only struck out 4 times in 17 plate appearances against the Astros, but 15 strikeouts in 38 plate appearances. Judge is not, he strikes out a lot, but he doesn't strike out that much. So it was an uncharacteristically awful postseason for Aaron Judge. It will not damage one bit what he will get in free agency. Not one single bit. He didn't have a good postseason. And as a result, and we could all cry about this, Dennis, the Yankees have now gone 13 straight years without winning a World Series.
How dare.
Unbelievable. Oh, the humanity.
Oh. Them and Boston sports fans as well. They must be just suffering right now. The lack of championships being won.
Boston, Red Sox were bad. I think the Bruins actually might be sneaky good this year. They're off to a very good start. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Actually, tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about Boston sports. But the Yankees are in a drought. It's not their longest drought. They once went from 78 to 96 between World Series championships. That's 18 whole years. Whew! I mean, we could be looking at a drought as long or longer. This current iteration of the Yankees, I don't think is a slam dunk. They're not the best team. They weren't the best team in the American League. They got off to an amazing start, and then it kind of fell apart. So, but the season becomes a disaster if they don't sign Judge in free agency. It becomes an absolute dumpster fire. I remember saying this when Judge turned down the 7-year, $213 million offer from the Yankees in the spring. And I just, all I could think of is, why are you lowballing your guy? I know it's, and it was funny how it was processed, because everybody seemed to be appalled that he was turning down a $213 million contract. Like, yeah, because he's worth a lot more than that. He, at the time, before this year, he was worth $100 million more than they were offering him on a 7-year extension. And I couldn't figure out why smart people understood that. But they couldn't, apparently. They lowballed the wrong guy. And then he went out and proved his worth. Now, is he going to hit 62 again? No. But he's going to be in the mid to upper 40s every year.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to be in that. And he's otherwise just a spectacular baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
He just happens to be 6'9 or whatever he is.
Yeah.
He's a giant. Maybe. Maybe literally and figuratively. With Steve Cohen about $12 in tolls across town as the owner of the Mets. I actually think I might have that right. About $12 in tolls. The Giants, his hometown team, willing to back up the Brinks truck. They are already on record as saying, we will not be outbid. So whatever the number is, he's going to get it from the Giants if that's where he wants to be. Or even the Dodgers. Here's Chris Russo, legend of sports radio and now with ESPN. Here's Russo's rant about the Dodgers' interest in Judge.
Well, Boone's too late now. The Yankees are out. See you later, New York. But how about this report on MLB.com that says the Dodgers might be interested in Aaron Judge and then put Mookie Betts at second base. Here's the franchise that gave $180 million to Freeman. They gave Betts $400 million. They have more money than God ever won since 88 in a 162-game schedule. And now they want to bring Judge in to play right field. The Dodgers did absolutely nothing offensively against San Diego where they lost. And Judge, by the way, wasn't exactly Ruth and Garrick against the Guardians and the Astros. But now the Dodgers, who don't spend enough money, got to spend another $400 million. Enough with the Dodgers going out there and poaching all these players from other organizations.
Whoa! Does Russo remember where he made his bones?
Oh, in New York?
What?
Oh, talking about the Yankees?
Even this current Yankee team.
Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton. Stolen from the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, bought off them, yeah.
Josh Donaldson, I think former MVP, mm-hmm. who's just been everywhere, right? Donaldson's been like six teams, so they just bought him. Anthony Rizzo, pilfered from the Chicago Cubs. Now, the Yankees give up something. Those were trades, but it ain't like the Yankees groomed Rizzo or Donaldson or Stanton or Garrett Cole,
yeah.
who left the Astros to come to the Yankees for more than $30 million a year. So that rant was hysterical to me. By the way, the Dodgers, among all of the teams that might have interest in Aaron Judge, the Dodgers are the team that primarily has built from within. Yes, they have gone out and bought some big-time players. By the way, Mookie Betts came up as a second baseman, so if Betts goes back to play second, I got no problem with it. He was a second baseman who played the outfield because Dustin Pedroia at the time?
Pedroia.
Whoever it was ahead of him at second base. And then Betts became a great outfielder, so why not just keep him there? Plus, he was killing it and winning MVPs. Here's the problem with Aaron Judge. He will be 31 the first month of next year.
Mm-hmm.
$500 million is not – I guess $500 million could happen, but I don't think $500 million is happening. I'm not even sure $400 million is happening. Mike Trout got that deal when he was still in his 20s. 12 years didn't seem crazy. Seems kind of crazy. But by the way, the deal ends in 30. So that deal has been here for a while, the 12-year deal. So it ends in 2030. A 10-year deal for Judge at age 31, basically, in his 31-year-old season, isn't going to end until the 33. He'll be 43 years old in the final year of that 41 years old in the final year of that deal. I guess it could, but even then, we're still talking about, I think, a ceiling of $450 million. I think more likely it's an 8-year deal, and the average value right around 45, maybe a little higher, 47. But the Yankees screwed up by lowballing him. I said it at the time. I'll say it again. Don't lowball your stars unless you know they're going to accept it. That's where the Braves are the biggest winner. The Braves lowball everybody, but they accept it. Good for them.
This is the Adam Gold Show.